I joined the FBI in 2014. Spent my first 7 years investigating violent crimes on Indian reservations. Eventually moved to Florida to work on child pornography and human trafficking. In 2021, I was reassigned and told that those child pornography cases were no longer a priority for the FBI and I needed to focus on domestic terrorism. When I made the transition, I got my first look at the January 6th investigations and became immediately concerned. The FBI is departing from its own guidelines and rules for managing cases. I brought my concerns forward. I told my supervisors that what we were doing was jeopardizing righteous cases and putting the public safety at risk. Within 30 days, the FBI suspended my security clearance and placed me into an indefinitely unpaid, suspended position for the FBI. The security division tried to compel me to lie to them so they could charge me with a crime. The FBI rejected my multiple requests for outside employment because I was in an unpaid status. If the FBI is willing to do that to one of its own people, what are they willing to do to the regular American citizen who they are duty-bound to protect?
Donald Trump called on his fellow Republicans in Congress to defund the FBI and Department of Justice, a day after pleading not guilty in New York to 34 felony charges. Posting on his online platform, Truth Social, the former U.S. president lashed out at federal law enforcement, saying both bodies had been weaponized by the Democrats to interfere with what he falsely claimed were already under siege elections. He also claimed that the indictment against him has no merit and there was no crime committed. But while Trump is taking aim at federal authorities, they are not the ones pursuing the unprecedented charges against him in New York. They are leading some of the other legal challenges Trump faces. Two Justice Department criminal investigations headed up by Special Counsel Jack Smith. One over Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 elections, and the other on classified documents the former president allegedly retained after leaving office. Both of those have seemed to accelerate in recent months. After returning to Florida from New York, Trump accused Smith of targeting him rather than President Joe Biden over keeping documents.
Everybody's done. In fact, Hillary Clinton got rid of 33,000 emails, and that was okay. But nobody's done it like Joe Biden.
However, it's unlikely Congress will take Trump up on defunding. While Republicans control the House, Democrats lead the Senate. And it would be a sharp turn for the GOP. In the past, Republicans have supported strong funding for law enforcement and in recent years have criticized proposals from the left to defund local police. Trump himself appointed current FBI Director Christopher Wray after he fired Wray's predecessor James Comey in 2017. The state of Georgia is also probing Trump on whether he unlawfully sought to overturn his 2020 election loss there.
Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I am your ANCAP host, James Madison, bringing you another fresh, hot, piping dose of anti-government propaganda right here. Now, this isn't anything new. People like Steven Crowder, Mark Dice, and various other right-wing commentators have been calling for the defunding of the FBI way before the defund the police thing was started. In fact, there's been a push to defund and completely destroy the FBI and the CIA since JF fucking K, bro. So, this isn't anything new, but the left, the whole reason I even found out about this article, the whole reason I even found out about this story, is because I was doing some research, and one of my left-leaning friends sent me a little bit of a snippy message, saying something along the lines of, "Oh, I find it so funny that you conservatives want to sit there and tell us how great cops are, but as soon as they go after your guy, then you want them defunded." And I was like, "What the fuck are you babbling about, you prancy bitch?" And I found out. Dude sent me a link to this exact article here, and I looked at it. And I just thought it was fucking hilarious. Now we have two articles to read. And I got this next article actually off of the same dude's news feed. Let me see. Can I make this a little bit bigger here? Hold on. Damn, no, I can't. I realized just now I didn't have the ground news thing clipped in. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. I just heard some gunshots and sirens going off in the background. Another beautiful day in my neighborhood. Now let's get into this Cope and Seethe post, shall we? Oh, wait. No, go away. Go away. Nope. Boop. Okay. Cool. I have a... I use an app for my screen recordings called Record It Pro, and it has a bunch of neat little features on it. And, you know, if I wanted to be like, look, here's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not going to do stuff like that. But I'm not trying to. But, yeah, you know, I got two articles to get into. We're going to do a couple episodes. Because there's just so much going on around the Trump FBI raid that I feel like if I sat down here and made one episode about everything, it would take for fucking ever to do that. So instead, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to make a few episodes talking about different facets of the response to the FBI raid. Here's the funny thing, though. I have Democrats in my life who are like, wow, Trump's hated by the FBI? That's interesting. I didn't know that. How did you not? You're an American. The FBI hates you too. Let's get into it. Marjorie Taylor Greene mocks ex-FBI agent after selling t-shirts. Comments by James Bickerton. Published the 13th, so this article is 2 days old as of time of reading, but the article we'll be reading next is actually pretty new. Republican Representative MTT Marjorie Taylor Greene has mocked former FBI agent Peter Strozok. Sounds Ukrainian. After he criticized her. See, oftentimes people are like, why can't you fucking read? I don't know, why can't the people actually write in the articles learn how to fucking spell and use grammar properly? Things we'll never understand. After he criticized her for calling, or for selling Defund the FBI t-shirts. Ooh, my God, I might go cop me one of those online. It follows Monday's FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, or Max-a-Lago, if you're how Trump apparently likes to spell it. Donald Trump's Florida resort slash resident, I believe, unless he moved. Yeah, I heard he moved to New Jersey. The former president is under investigation for potentially breaking the Espionage Act, along with other laws, according to the search warrant used for operation. Now, if you follow me over here, I've been uploading a lot of my old content. From, like, my Spotify stuff that's, like, years old. I'm moving it over here. Got new stuff I'm working on right now, actually. If you look right here, Mark Milley has literally been selling us out to China, and this has been going on for almost a year that we know of. Actually, it's been going on for over a year. Because, remember, we found out about him telling China, hey, you know, we will give you military secrets and warn you of any military movement, if there is any. Don't worry, I got you, buddy. Says the Joint Chiefs of Staff guy. Sad. But, yeah, tell me again about how Trump holding on to some supposedly nuclear documents are equally scary. Because what's Trump going to do with top-secret documents on nuclear power, huh? And furthermore, he kind of has the right to this information. And we'll go into more, because there's been updates about that. So, quick update on that. Apparently, the FBI said you can have this, just put it in this safe with this padlock, the same safe and padlock they later on would destroy and say Trump was hiding documents in it, when apparently Trump already told them like exactly what he had. Again, that's an episode I'll be working on. I got, you know, stuff going on in the background right now. It's just so much has come out about this story, it's insane. The former president is under investigation for potentially breaking the Espionage Act along with other laws, according to the search warrant used for the operation. And I will be turning that search warrant into an audiobook. Strozok, who used to work in counterterrorism, discussed the impact of anti-FBI rhetoric from prominent Republicans following the raid. He said, quote, at the end of the day, you go home to news, you go home to family, you go home to neighbor. Why are your neighbors in your home? That's retarded. The people that you're talking to on a day-to-day basis are listening to the news and hearing these things. Whiny little bitch. Quote, there's no way, however hard you try to focus on the work in front of you, that you're not hearing about Marjorie Taylor Greene selling t-shirts to defund the FBI. You're not hearing senators suggesting the FBI goes into a search site and then maybe planted evidence. You did. Just because that's what the FBI does. you're not hearing senators suggesting the FBI is going into a search site and maybe planting evidence just because that's what It's like O.J. Simpson has a new dead girlfriend. He's like, shit, man, why are you arresting me? You just acting like I kill my girlfriends, and that's what I do. What a whiny little bitch. Seriously, America? These are the whiny pussies running in the show in your country. You know that, right? I mean, I'm in this country too, but Jesus fuck. Really, this man's pussy's leaking. Can anyone tell?
It's just because that's what the FBI does. There's no way this isn't creeping around the edges of our conversations, of the awareness. All of the good men and women.
There are no good men and women in the FBI. Fuck the FBI. Fuck the weaponized bullshit Federal Bureau of Incompetence. No, go fuck yourself. There is no good men and women of the FBI. What the fuck do you think this is? Criminal Minds? Nah, fuck off. Lying cunt. Mad lad. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who on Tuesday suggested the FBI could have planted evidence against former President Trump. Hold up. She's not the one who first said that. Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo, and like seven other people said it before she even had that thought. No. Newsweek, get your shit straight, buddy. Hit back on Twitter on Saturday morning. She wrote, quote, sounds like Peter's neighborhoods are fans of mine. Peter, quote, Peter should hear what all the people in my district are saying about him and the Russian collusion hoax that cost taxpayers over $32 million. I thought that was closer to $40 million, but okay. You're a size large, right, Peter? So, you're a fat, whiny bitch, right, Peter? Sources involved, by the way, the official stance of Inside Four Walls and Sin Media is that the FBI are a bunch of fucking pussies. Anyway, sources involved with the investigation told the Washington Post that some of the material at Trump's home was feared to contain confidential information about the America's nuclear weapon program. Following the reports, the former president was quick to head out, calling the claims a hoax. Yeah, it was. And we'll be doing an episode all about that soon. The FBI removed 11 sets of documents from Mar-a-Lago after Monday's raid. Jeez. The first ever on an ex-president's home as part of a criminal investigation. Yeah, they didn't even go to Nixon's house. They just let him go. Some of the papers recovered were marked TSSCI, meaning they could cause extremely grave harm to U.S. national security if they fell into the wrong hands, according to the BBC. The BBC. Bunch of redcoats with a channel. On Friday, by the way, I'm going to say this right now, there is nothing I give a fuck less about than what British people think about American politics. I could not be fucked to care. And then countries like Canada and Australia want to chip in on American politics, and I'm going to say shut the fuck up. No one cares what you two cucked countries think. For fuck's sake, Australia, the crown sent you and all your ancestors there to fucking die, and you put the bitch on your fucking money, you cucks. Crikey, mate, I know the queen sent us here to die by all these fucking wild kangaroos and dinosaur ostriches and whatnot, mate, but you know what sounds like a right picking good idea? Let's put the royals that wanted us to die on our fucking money. We're totally not cooks. Also, go to the quarantine concentration camp, mate. Get fucked. And Canada? Bitch, don't Trudeau on me. Fucking pussies. I really hate the BBC, and I hate when British people try to talk on American politics, and I hate when weak countries start talking about American politics. It fucking enrages me. Because it's like, hey, bro, shut the fuck up. Don't you have, like, a collapsing infrastructure in Europe? Especially, like, in the English chunk? You know, with your Boris fuckhead Johnson resigning, and that whole power vacuum starting to fucking cause nationwide chaos over there, and the fucking EU collapsing into debt. Do you really want to talk about American politics? You fucked up crumpet tea-having pitch. I said pitch. If you get that joke, you're funny. On Friday's statement from Trump's office, he said he had declassified the documents as president, though this was contested by independent legal experts. Yeah, a.k.a. no one fucking important. That's exactly what that means. That means somebody, maybe a fucking Newsweek's legal team said, he never declassified those. They're like, oh, right.
Homie here did no research, looked into nothing. We just told him to tell us he didn't declassify him, and we were going to run with that. Just like your fucking fact checkers. You hire these people to tell you what's true or not, and then you go off whatever they say. Fucking dumbasses. The statement said, quote, wait, who is this by? Move for the Oval Office. Now, I was going to do the whiny voice, but I don't know who this is. The statement said, quote, he had a standing order that documents removed from the Oval Office had taken into his residence were deemed declassified. The power to declassify and declassify and declassify documents rests solely on the president of the United States. The idea that some paper-pushing bureaucrat with classification authority delegated by the president needs to approve of the declassification is absurd. Yeah, no. The president can declassify and classify whatever the fuck he wants. Trump declassified a bunch of shit. Like, for example, Donald Trump declassified the moon landing secrets. Yeah. But you didn't know that. You know what the moon's top secret, hidden moon secret was? The flag fucking fell over. Seriously, I'd pull it up. I want you to do your own research on this one. Yeah, the big top secret flag, or the big top secret moon landing secret, was that when we took off, the flag went flipping and landed fucking laying on the dirt, and we couldn't go back to get it. So what America did is when we landed, we had a director. I don't know if it's Kubrick or not. Probably, I think it was. I don't know. But Kubrick directed the moon landing footage. Like we really went to the moon. We really put the flag there, except for when we left, the flag went flipping off into the fucking distance. So when we got here, we had the director film and recreate, like, the last couple minutes of the moon landing. This sounds like a fucking lunatic talking right now. And that's it. The only part of the moon landing. The moon landing wasn't staged. They just had to recreate, like a half hour worth of footage where the flag didn't go flying around. That way, you know, we wouldn't be made fun of by the Russians. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, right here. This is a Fact Fiend video. I used to watch a lot more of Carl Smallwood's videos. Unfortunately, he's kind of a, you know, a whiny leftist who I can't stand anymore. That's a myth. But, yeah, the first flag on the moon, it fell over. Hit the dirt, and America was like, oh no, but we better make this top secret so that the Russians don't make fun of us, so we have that American strength. But yeah, let's see. I'll just leave a link to this in the description. You might go read more about it. But yeah, that was the big moon landing secret that Trump declassified. Just as an example, you can go read that article in the description. It's not what we're here to talk about. Let's move on to Yahoo News and their whiny asses having a fit. You want to hear about Republican privilege? You're about to. Trump's FBI raid shows Republicans will throw fists when the law applies to them. Dude, the law's always applied to them. Seriously, are you fucking kidding me? How about during all this BLM riot for fentanyl junkie Floyd? You know, the dude who everybody said, no, he died from a knee. No, that junkie piece of shit died from a fentanyl overdose. Go watch the Daily Motion video. And in fact, how about this? Stick around. After this, we'll watch the Daily Motion video. Because I have had so many arguments about George Floyd in the last, 7 days. It's insane how this fucking dead moron keeps coming up and shit. But, dude, also, I like how they choose, I don't know, I'm gonna guess everything here looks pretty normal. Whatever the fuck that is. Except for this goofy. Whatever that is. Sorry. Yeah, the right goes and holds a protest. They get arrested. They get attacked. The left spray paints Black Lives Matters on a big-ass street in New York, and the police are told to protect them. We have videos of cops beating people wearing MAGA hats. Are you fucking serious? No, the laws have always applied to the right. Because when BLM went out and rioted and protested and demonstrated during the lockdowns, they were told, oh, actually, they're fighting the spread of COVID. They're fighting it. Let's just look at this for a second, right? BLM goes out and riots, and they're told, oh no, they're not spreading COVID. In fact, they're fighting COVID. They're actively reducing the spread of COVID. No. But when the Republicans go out to protest, look what happens. But as soon
as you hop over and you take it from a BLM protest to an anti-lockdown protest. Oh my God, look at this. Anti-lockdown protests may have spread the virus wildly. Anti-lockdown protests in US may have helped spread COVID. Fuck you. It wasn't the left out there rioting and protesting against fucking lockdown. No, they're out there rioting on behalf of leftist causes and George Soros. The right goes out and protests against lockdowns. Oh, you are spreading COVID. You're killing grandma. Fuck you. The laws have always applied to the conservatives. They've almost never applied to the fucking left, you lying cunt. We're gonna have fun. Republican privilege is a hell of a drug. Cope and seethe, bitch. When the FBI conducted the raid at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida on Monday, East Florida, Monday night, some conservatives claimed it was one of the darkest days in American history I can think of. A few days off the top of my head that were worse. Yeah, you mean like, I don't know, bunch of violent rioters climbing over the fence of the White House trying to kill the president, and he gets put in the bunker and everybody says hunker in the bunker, pussy. I don't know. I can think of a few days worse than this. I can agree with that. How about the day the FBI kicked in the front door, killed a dog, and beat a woman because they mistakenly thought her to be a January 6th rioter? Yeah, they just busted down her door, killed her dog, arrested her, beat up her family, beat the shit out of her. Threw her in a fucking car, brought her all the way back here to D.C. just to find out, oh, wrong woman. I would say that's way worse. Again, tell me how the laws don't apply to the right here. Because this woman got beaten and her dog was killed. All in front of her kids and husband and shit. Yeah, tell me again about Republican privilege. Fucking corporatist bitches. as if they couldn't fathom that the law applies to everybody, not just as a tool to be used to silence and interrogate those they deem inferior. It's funny you say that, because, you know, if a Republican takes office, do you realize they'll just do this to you? Or have you not figured that out yet? Are you so fucking retarded that you can't fathom the idea of making an all-powerful weapon that might be wielded one day by your enemy? No. Of course not. Let me ask you a question. How many Democrats and leftists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Oh, wait. The answer is zero, because they're perpetually in the fucking dark. You couldn't fade them. You fucking cunts. It all comes back to the concept of privilege. Privilege emboldens the former president to allegedly brought back sensitive nuclear documents back to his vacation home. Again, it's his primary residence, not his vacation home. He has the office of the former president in there, which is just a stupid fucking thing, but, you know, whatever. And again, we'll be doing an episode all about this. The FBI knew he had those documents. He was subpoenaed for them. He was like, here's what I got. They said, put this fucking lock on it, and we'll be okay. So, yeah, this article will not age very well, I promise you. It also pushes a crowd of people to go to the Capitol with violence in their mind, or gives a man the audacity to attack an FBI building in Ohio. We will be talking about that. I don't think that guy is who you think he is. But, It also pushes a crowd of people to go to the Capitol with violence on their minds. Violence on their mind, like they pre-planned that, like they went into the Capitol with violent notions in their heads. Right. Like they went there, right? Right? They went there with violence on their mind. They planned violence on their fucking mind. Are you sure about that Yahoo fucking news? Are you sure? Because they seem to have found nothing. They found shit in the way of January 6th being a pre-planned attack. So I don't know, Yahoo. It sounds like your journalist is a lying piece of shit, to put it nicely. And again, the attack on the FBI building in Ohio, while based, has a lot of questions around it I need to look into. Throughout this country's history, there have always been two views of law enforcement and which community should be under its thumb. No situation better demonstrates in that disparity than the reactions to the raid. I don't know. I think the persecution of Kyle Rittenhouse for protecting his community, and again, it was his community. He lived there up until like 3 months before the attack. He worked in that community. He had all of his friends and family in that community, and the gun wasn't brought over lines. That gun was already in that community. It was legally sold to him by a friend of his. So, I don't know. I don't think Yahoo understands what they're saying right now. Republicans do nothing wrong, according to them. Absolutely not true. As most Republicans, they'll tell you how garbage Bush was, and they'll even call Dick Cheney a fucking war criminal. I don't know. I think you're the one here who thinks the left can do no wrong. I don't know. David Dorn might have a fucking question about the left doing no wrong. I mean, he's just a dead black guy who was beaten and killed in the middle of the streets by a bunch of white BLM protesters. But what do I know? Something about white people yelling, "Skin folk aren't kin folk," while they, you know, a bunch of white people killed a black guy. No. And will give every excuse in the book to display that the system is allegedly working against them. Let's see. Silence across multiple platforms like YouTube and Twitch. The rampant increase of power to the IRS. I don't know, man. I can think of a lot of different examples as to why the right might feel they're a little targeted. Could have nothing to do with the fact that, you know, they were told, if you don't get vaccinated, you lose your job. If you question the 2016 elections, you're a hero. But if you question the 2020 elections, you are insane and need to be deplatformed. I don't know. I wonder why the Republicans feel like they're worked against. Let's see. Working against them. When black and people of color engaged in riots, I mean protests, that's how they would say, to ask for police accountability. That's what they were doing. And to have scenarios happen where they don't lose mothers, sisters, and fathers. Again, the ACLU had to admit this. You know, white people are far more likely to be killed. Unarmed white people are killed and beaten by police far more than any other group of people in this country. Go ahead. Fact check me, Junior. Accountability. I mean, look, I'm the first one to hop behind the ACAB banner. And I know, you're on the right, aren't you? Yeah, that doesn't mean I like police. I like armed citizens. I liked civilian policing. For accountability. They are met with tear gas, riot police, and unwarranted advice to stop putting themselves in those situations. Again, no, not even close to being accurate. It's not right that there are two different responses to actual oppression and fantasy. Black people have been asking for solutions for decades about police brutality and the unjust gaze of the law enforcement in their communities. Yeah, well, maybe if roughly 13 to 14% of the population wasn't committing over 60% of the crime, we wouldn't be having this fucking issue. Right? And here's the thing. It's funny you say that because I know you've done no research. Check this out. You've done zero fucking research, Yahoo. Most of Black America wants more police. For some reason, they want more armed police. For some reason, they want stronger police presence. I'm confused by it, but you've done no fucking research. Black Americans don't want to defund police. The people out there rioting and burning down cities on behalf of black lives are typically white people who are suffering from this rare, or I guess more common virus these days, called white guilt. And I'm happy to know how that shit even feels. Like, I don't... You want to pretend to know what that is. But not just that, alright? Minneapolis, LA, New York, you take your pick. There is nowhere you will find black people actually calling to defund the police outside of, like, small groups of people in inner urban cities. And it's only the extreme small, like, 5 to 15% of that community who actually want to defund the police. Most of black America wants a stronger police presence. Yahoo does none of their own fucking research, apparently. And no, they haven't been calling for solutions for decades. And again, ACLU found that white people, unarmed white people, are more likely to be beaten and killed by police than any other ethnicity in America. So that's funny you say that. Also, white people are more likely to be handed unjust sentences than black people are. And if you really want to talk about, you know, Asian people, I don't really even have to deal with cops that much. But the thing here is, I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm doing here. I'm not pulling up these articles to be like, look at how wrong you are. Well, that is actually part of it. The point is, if you're going to have a legal system, there cannot be a tiered legal system. You enforce the law equally, or you don't enforce the law at all. You can't have selective enforcement. Take the anarchy pill. Anyway, Attorney General Merrick Puss, I mean Garland, had to unseal parts of the search warrant because of the death threats and repeated lies that the Justice Department was conspiring against the Republican Party. No, it wasn't. We'll get into that in a different episode. I can only deal with so much retardation. Black families around the country are still waiting years for their calls for justice to be answered. Alright, how about this? How about a fucking bitch who likes the taste of Willie Brown's Brown Willie kept black people in prisons for 2, 3, 4, 5 times longer than the maximum sentence was for free labor on nonviolent marijuana charges while she herself brags about smoking weed at the time? That would be Kamala Heels Up Harris. Is she black? Is she Hindu? What flavor of the week is Camel Toe Kamala today? But you want to talk about black families around the country waiting for years for the justice to be answered? How about you start there? Well, yeah. When it comes down to it, Republicans will go any length to twist positions of power and slogans to fit whatever truth they believe. Quote, defund the police is vilified. Again, black people don't want to defund the fucking police, you fucking clowns. Black people want more police. They want a stronger police presence. It makes no fucking sense to me. I would want more armed citizens, personally. I would rather have a million Kyle Rittenhouses than a million cops any fucking day of the week. But you know what? That's just me. Apparently black America doesn't agree with my white ass. But Yahoo does no fucking research to find out what black America actually wants, needs, or thinks. They just would rather be like, oh, well, you know, we're a leftist outlet. We know what the black people we own, I mean, work for, I mean, talk for, I mean, speak for, I mean, live for, I mean, think for, I mean, feel for. I mean, the black people we fucking claim to care about, we know how they feel. We don't need to talk to them or anything. I don't know a single black person who wants to defund the police. I know black people that have issues with the criminal reform system, and I absolutely agree with that. I'm right there with you. In fact, no president did more for the prison reform than Donald Trump. Yeah, let that sit in. Fuck you, Yahoo. This is why I never use Yahoo News articles for a fucking thing. But remember, I got this off the fucking page of one of my friends who's super leftist, will probably watch this episode and fucking block me later on for it. Bye, pussy. And if you're having the name Richard, you're sure cunt. Anyway. And he shared this. Like, it genuinely meant something. Like, he genuinely read this article and was like, yeah, yeah, me and all my white fucking issues, yeah, yeah! Dude, shut the fuck up. You're some white fucking affluent crackerjack, dog. I live out here in a fairly broke working class, mostly black city, and you live in Superior Township in a big fucking pseudo mansion, you spoiled cunt. And every day you share shit. You share shit, and you spread your bullshit, and whenever anybody calls you on it, you want to act a fucking fool and say, oh, you're just a racist bigot. Don't you know that we speak for the black people? And with no self-awareness, you'll say shit like that. That's actually not even a fucking misquote. It's a rough quote, essentially. He said some shit like, yeah, we know we can't sit here and act like there isn't a disparity between white and black people. Clearly, white people have a better time understanding and retaining information where black people struggle with it. So we need to make the education system more apt to work with the difficulties of black education. And I just listened to them say this. I'm like, dog, you just said black people are dumber than white people in a way less subtle than Biden somehow. He was like, that's not what I said. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You fucking clown, when fucking Roe v. Wade got overturned, your ass went around saying, oh, you know, women should have the right to choose an abortion. What if it's autistic? And when I said, so you're saying autism is grounds to be killed? You said, that's not what I'm saying, when it's exactly what you said!
Unfriend me, you bitch! Out of my life, you fucking still have your fucking blacked out profile picture. You fucking cuck. You're the asshole posting all those BBC threads on 4chan. I fucking know it. Ugh. God. I was vilified because that would mean we would have to alter law enforcement's relationship with white supremacy. Again, white people are more likely, unarmed white people are more likely to be beaten, killed, and falsely imprisoned than any other race in this country, but fire off, I guess. Meanwhile, defund the police, defund the FBI becomes a conservative rallying cry sold on t-shirts because Republicans cannot handle being under the microscope that minorities face daily. That's the sinister side of privilege. It will allow you to walk out of the Capitol building waving a camera and break presidential protocol just because you feel like it. No presidential protocol was broken. Trump had the right to take that shit. It was declassified. Furthermore, black communities want more police. They want more heavily armed police, and they want more guns themselves. More and more of the black community is going diehard conservative, by the way. And white people are more likely to be falsely arrested, being shot, and killed by the fucking police than any other ethnicity in this country. But proceed to tell me about this, right? And on top of that, again, people like Steven Crowder have been calling to defund the FBI for fucking years, dude. Donald Trump cut the FBI's funding in like half. Let me double check that real quick. Yeah, I wouldn't be so quick to say that defunding the FBI is a new stance for the conservatives. I was wrong about the percentage, but yeah, no. Donald Trump cut the funding of the FBI drastically. He even shut down most he cut down, he shut down like 800 different small government offices and different little agencies and fired a bunch of people in his time. Now he's talking about firing 50,000 government employees, and he said that like 2 weeks before they did the raid in his house. Yeah, I don't know. This is why I don't read any articles that come from sources like Yahoo that have low factuality ratings on ground news, because that kind of shit. I like to read left, right, and center articles that have a high factuality rating. But that being said, this has been a headbanging of an episode. I'm going to get to work on my next episode. This has been Inside Four Walls. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. And remember, you don't need to get involved in politics, just get involved in your community. If you see things that worry you, get out there and talk to people. Get involved. Don't just sit back and let the lies fucking spread. Stand up and say fuck off. That being said, this has been James Madison with Inside Four Walls, powered by Sin Media, bringing you your daily dose of anti-government propaganda, and I shall catch you guys the next time. Peace.
I thought it was all over.